I think as we get older, we have the opportunity to love ourselves more, to get more comfortable in our lives. I think we naturally care less about what people think about us.
Building a company from nothing is freaking hard. Us entrepreneurs are expected to deal with unimaginable challenges and somehow keep a cool head through it all. This is The Art of Entrepreneurship, and I'm your host, Jackie Hermes. I grew my company, Excelity, from 0 to 7 figures with no partners and no funding. The Art of Entrepreneurship is a show where we cut through the BS and dig into what it actually takes to start and grow a company. If you give me your time, I promise it won't be wasted. Now let's get to work.
Hello, and welcome back to The Art of Entrepreneurship. Y'all, I turned 40 last week, and I didn't even come into this recording with even notes about what I want to talk about, which I pretty much always do. So pardon me if this is a little bit of a mess, but I am just going to be real with you today. Everyone keeps asking me, I mean, a lot of things like, oh my God, you're turning 40. Wow, what a milestone. And lots of crazy questions like, do you feel old, or what have you learned, or whatever. So I guess I have come today to maybe answer some of those questions and give my perspective on just how I'm thinking about all of this. When people have asked me what I'm feeling, I think my answer is not much. Like every year around my birthday, I do try to make a big deal of it simply because like no one else is going to do it for you, you know? And I have learned over all of the years that you have to celebrate yourself. You have to celebrate your wins. You have to look back and pat yourself on the back. And not that aging is really, you know, I guess I didn't accomplish anything, but I did, right? I got to this point, the big 40, and I actually feel better than ever. I know for sure that this decade of 40 to 49 is going to be the best decade of my life, because every single decade I have been able to make that decade the best decade of my life. And that is despite all of the trials and tribulations and the challenges, personal, professional, and everything that's happening in the outside world. And I do understand that I have a very privileged perspective to be able to say that. And I don't take that for granted. I feel like age is earned, and it's something to be celebrated. And frankly, again, I haven't thought about this much, but I am overjoyed to be turning 40. I remember when I was younger and my parents celebrated their 40th birthdays, and I was like, wow, they are ancient. They didn't look old, but I looked at their lives of responsibility and, you know, all of the things that they were involved in and interested in. And I was like, oh, that looks like a lot, right? And it is. I mean, there's no going back to days of no responsibility or less responsibility. There's only aging and moving forward. But aging really is an accomplishment. And I think it's within all of our hands, and it is all of our responsibility to make getting older every single year better, to make ourselves better. Like, we can make ourselves look better, we can make ourselves feel better, and we can make our lives better. I really try to stay away from anything that could be seen as a victim mentality. And I know there's bad things that happen to everyone, and bad things have happened to me. Frankly, bad things have happened to me over and over again. And I try not to think about that. I was talking to my husband the other day, actually. Our brains are really conditioned to block out trauma as well. Like, for example, 2024, I guess it is now, which seems forever ago, was probably one of the hardest years of parenting I've ever had. And now my brain barely revisits any of that information because it's blocked it out because that was so difficult for me. And I think it is our brain and our body's way of helping us focus on the positive. We live, we learn, and we move forward. And that is what I am trying to bring into my future.
All right, y'all, it's shameless plug time. I want to take a quick break to chat with you about Excelity, my full service marketing agency. For the last 12 years, we've been working closely with B2B software and service companies. Now we are expanding and looking for growth stage companies with a bold vision, but maybe lacking the marketing strategy or resources to get there. Or hey, you might have resources that just aren't working out. We definitely see that all the time. At Excelity, our team gets results and we have a ton of fun doing it. I'm sure you can tell that from listening to this podcast. So if you or someone you know is a fit, check us out at excelitymarketing.com or reach out to me directly on LinkedIn.
I think as we get older, we have the opportunity to love ourselves more, to get more comfortable in our lives. I think we naturally care less about what people think about us. We naturally get more calm and more easygoing. And these things are all so beautiful. And if those things aren't naturally happening for you, you know, maybe there's some research to do. I guess anxiety is more diagnosed now than ever. I was diagnosed with it a few years ago. That's also probably helped me with the calm. But I know for me that I have stopped chasing the approval of others. I don't need to prove myself to anyone. I trust myself. I feel calm and clear. And even on my worst and most crabby days, which, hey, I get moody just like anyone, I still know that everything is going to be all right because I have made it through my hardest times. Every situation that I have ever been in that has been difficult or has been a challenge has worked out in the best possible way for me, even those situations that seemed like they were the end of the world. And that is the energy that I am bringing into, well, I guess this is my fifth decade, right? Oh my God, don't make me do math on the spot. But that's what I wanted to share today. I think a birthday is an opportunity for us to sit and reflect every single year. It's an opportunity for us to look back and see what we've learned and look forward and see what we want to take into our future. Because you do have a choice. I had this conversation with a family member recently. You do have a choice about the energy that you take into your life, the people that you take in and keep into your life, even when it feels like you don't have a choice. You always have a choice. This family member, I think, felt that because some people that have been weighing her down are family, she doesn't have a choice. But I believe you do have a choice. And I believe that we all earn places in each other's lives over and over again by being kind and respectful and proactive with each other and caring and sharing interests and values. And to me, those are requirements for everyone that I keep in my life. And that is also the energy that I will be bringing into this decade. So I guess that's what I've learned is you do not have to prove yourself. Every year is a year earned, and there are no regrets in life because you can't change the past. There is absolutely nothing you can do to change even yesterday. All you can do is change how you think, how you behave, how you process information, how you treat other people, and how you show up moving forward. So, happy 40th to me. Thank you for celebrating with me. And if you know someone that needs to hear this message, please share it with them. I'll talk to you guys next time. I appreciate every single one of you.